You are now listening to a Board FM podcast. What's up, everybody? It is 33 minutes past 12 and you are tuned into the 411 with your boy Shati.
And your girl Nikki.
And this is your Kasi, your master favorite Stasi. As promised, we really, really are so excited to have our guest in studio, the oh-so-gorgeous Leah Abvaji, a.k.a. the Stylish Planner. She is a business mogul. She's the owner of Black Olive Weddings and Events, founder and CEO of Licious Luxury, which is a luxury bath and body company that sells like soap and like bath salts, etc. And she is the CEO and founder of Gourmet Fries. Now, I'm sad because I haven't had these fries yet, Leah.
I've also had
So what are we
going to
do about this? Welcome.
Thank you, guys. Guys, okay, before we even start today's interview, let us just quickly clarify the surname. Okay, guys.
Okay.
I get this all the time. I get up a veggie. Something G.
Okay.
It's just Abvaji. So it's quite simple. It's such a regular thing
for people
to get wrong.
So it's supposed to roll off your
tongue. It must roll off your tongue because we're going to be bougie today, guys.
Oh, okay, yes. Okay. I love that.
So it's going to be Abvaji for today.
Abvaji.
It's lovely to be here with you guys. Yay. I'm back in my hometown.
Welcome.
I am in Estrus, the place where I grew up in, you know, where we've put down roots.
Mm-hmm.
And I said it the other day, you know, roots are formed underground. And this is where my roots were formed. They were definitely formed underground from the dusty streets. And it's very windy today. It's very dusty
it
out
is.
Here. So I'm very happy to be with you guys this afternoon.
We're happy to be with you.
We're so excited. Oh, my gosh.
So thank you for giving us a little short background about you. But can you describe yourself in 5 words for us?
Rashad, 5 words.
It's not enough, I know. But I mean, I had to, like, you know,
so
make it work.
Okay, let's work here. Okay, let's first use our tech. Okay, is anyone getting, like, replay?
I have a feeling it's on my side.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, all right. But hopefully it's into the 5. Okay, so people always ask, like, describe yourself in 5 words kind of vibe. I like to say a couple of things with regards to this. So it's great that you are able to describe yourself in 5 words. But my thinking is always, what makes me get up in the morning? What pumps through my blood? What gets me energized and going? What are those 5 things?
Yeah.
So the first thing I would say is just the opportunity of the day. What is the opportunity for the day? I like to look at the low-hanging fruits first because those are the quickest opportunities to grab.
You grab
them. You pick them. It's like grapes. You eat them and off you go. And that's how you start going for the, you know, the trees that have fruits that are sitting a little bit higher.
I love this.
The low-laying fruit is the fuel. We pick them, we eat them, we're good to go. It fuels us to get to the next level. So that definitely the opportunity for the day.
Mm-hmm.
The second thing is making a difference. That is absolutely imperative in my world, is making a difference. Not only making a difference to bank. We all love nice things and we like to see bank. We like to see payment notifications
exactly.
When we wake up.
Hello.
Like, I see you. Someone's thought of me throughout the night.
You know?
Some good deposits. But it's about making a difference in the day in terms of who am I going to touch. Whether it's a physical touch. I got such a beautiful hug from your gorgeous co-host today.
Nice.
And I said it, you know, I'm a hugging person. I'm a very emotive person. I like to feel people.
Yeah.
It's part of my love language and it's part of what I do and I love that. So whether it's physical touch or whether it's impacting someone, touching someone emotionally, you've got to make an impact. So that is the second thing for me, which is quite important.
I love that.
The third thing is, how do I transfer skill? How do I transfer knowledge? How do I transfer something from me that you're going to give to someone else?
Makes sense.
That is very important for me as a business owner. I'm someone that's very huge on women empowerment issues. I'm very big on mentorship. I'm very big on that transfer of knowledge, information, and skill. And this kind of probably goes back, if I think about it, to my corporate days, because it feels like a different lifetime. But I used to head up training and development for a large multinational company.
Really?
I used to head up Middle East and Africa. So I traveled the region quite a lot, and we did a lot of training and development.
Yeah.
And I can't leave that handbag alone. That's an important handbag for me.
Yes.
And I try to, now that I'm on my own, as an entrepreneur, you always feel like you're kind of on your own because you've got to build a foundation, and put up the roof, and you've got to make sure that everything stands so that the rest of us can feel, okay, we're in a safe space.
Okay.
So, yeah, that's something that's also very important to me. Where am I now? Number
three.
Okay, let's go.
Number four.
Fourth one is, let me think about this. The fourth one would probably be adding joy. Now, it sounds like a very simple thing. Adding joy. Okay, how are you going to add joy? Okay, you're going to give me a nice tequila. You're going to give me a nice cup of tea. Are you going to make me run me a nice bath? But those are all love languages. Mm. So adding joy in your day, I feel, has so much good karmic energy that when you transfer it, it comes back to you, either in your business or in your day. Or you will just see that you're struggling with something, and then suddenly someone is there, your best friend will phone you, but she's like, okay, but I'm in Menlo now. Can I pick it up for you? That is what I mean. It's those small things that would have saved you an extra half an hour now to go juggle your day. I mean, I came running in here, flustered as hell, the hair's not done. Guys, I still had a funeral this morning. My aunt sadly passed away this morning. The funeral was this morning. She passed away on Monday. About, you know, just giving off joy in whichever way that you can within yourself, authentically give that joy. Those are quite important things to me.
Yeah.
I'll think of a fifth one as we go.
Okay. Okay, at what age did you realize, or what was the moment in your career or life where you realized that you no longer want to work in corporate, you want to become an entrepreneur?
Yeah. So that is a very interesting question for me, because I think in the back of my mind, I always psychologically knew that this was what I was going to do.
Yeah.
But I didn't listen to the signs of the universe. So
we
never listened. The signs were there. I can tell you guys, literally every single sign, if I look back now, 10 years back, the signs were there. I was miserable in my job. People thought I was crazy. I was the youngest executive in the company. I was sitting on the third floor. CEO was sitting there. CFO was parked off here. And here's this little colored chicky sitting there, hanging out, heading up training and development. So, you know, I knew then already that something was missing. And we don't listen to the sign
something
of lack.
Okay.
We think, okay, maybe I need to travel more. Maybe I need to make a bigger paycheck. Maybe I need to buy a nice pair of shoes. Maybe it's something like that. And it was never that. If I had stayed where I was, I wouldn't have fulfilled my purpose. I wouldn't have fulfilled my calling. I wouldn't have impacted what I needed to. And I wouldn't have found the joy that I spoke of internally, which is easy for me to now let it exude externally. So I knew then, and around about 2005, I actually registered my business. I didn't know what this business was going to be.
You just took that risk.
I liked the name. It was a cool name. Black Olive Communications. Let's go for it. Register it. I mean, my company sat there dormant for about 10 years. Until I eventually had to be pushed by the universe, because I was standing there. The signs were there. Then the universe said, you know what? We are moving you to Johannesburg. Your company's in Centurion. Now you can imagine.
The traveling.
Dusk of dawn, late nights, come back. And I did it for a month, and I was like, this is not going to be my life. And I resigned. And within a month, I booked my first client, and the rest was history.
Nice.
Oh, my gosh.
Because the universe was ready for me.
Yes.
And I had listened. And the universe will always catch you. This is what we don't understand.
Right time,
you have been caught already, but you're sitting here hanging on to fear. You're hanging on to the uncertainty. You're hanging on to the unknown.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, back in the ranch, guys, the universe is like, Vanakom Digo.
Let's say Ankom.
I needed to hear that day. Oh, my gosh. Thank you so much for that question.
No, definitely.
Oh, my goodness. So what were some of like your pros and your cons that you experienced like on your journey being a business owner or an entrepreneur?
Oh, there's many, so many to mention. I mean, without the mistakes, without the pitfalls, there's absolutely no growth.
True.
You know, in the beginning, what really helped me as an entrepreneur, I must say, was my corporate background. Because I already knew what systems were, processes were.
So that benefited
you. So a strong corporate background was phenomenal in my journey. That doesn't mean I didn't make mistakes. I made huge mistakes. I undercharged, undercut myself. There was times when I didn't have proper contracts in place, where people would take my IP, bigger companies today that are my peers now. But at the time, they would literally use my IP, my ideas, repackage it, rebrand it. Yeah, there was once a huge campaign that they were doing for L'Oreal at the time. And they consulted with me and they kept on doing this repeatedly where they would come and sit with me, let me get my mood boards going, give them all the creative ideas.
What?
And this company would literally take my ideas, package it, rebrand it, put the fancy schmancy words on because they were a they were full advertising agencies and they were really good at the game. But now I see why, because they were good at using other people's ideas. So those are the kind of things that you learn to also start valuing yourself.
Word.
How to protect your IP. Guys, your IP is so important. It's critical to protect your IP.
Just for our listeners to figure out, what is IP?
What is IP?
So your IP is your intellectual property.
Okay.
So those are your ideas. Mm-hmm. Those are the things that you sit and you think of and you spend hours on. And to just give that away for someone to so easily use that and go make money off is not a clever thing to do in business.
My gosh.
And the same goes for contracts. Contracts are important. I'm lucky. I've got a niece now that just graduated. She's a lawyer. And I told her that's the best investment we have put in. She's looking at my contracts. I mean, obviously before her, I've got a team that looks after those kind of things. And also put in proper financial systems. Look at your accounting systems.
Okay.
Are you charging correctly? Are you putting VAT where VAT needs to go?
Okay.
Are you fulfilling all your obligations in terms of SARS and taxes and all of that? So, yeah, it's easy, fairly easy to start a business nowadays. But remember, a business, starting one is one element, but you've got to know what goes into running, maintaining, sustaining a profitable business.
And like you mentioned, there's going to be cons. You're going to have a downfall, but it's at the end of the world.
Absolutely.
Just keep, you know, moving.
Keep moving. Learn from your mistakes. Don't repeat them. And continuously, you know, sharpen the sword. And that's how you're going to get better. And you're just going to grow from strength to strength by doing that.
I like that. Continue sharpening
your
sword.
Yes.
Okay, so just real quick before we play some more music and take a break, because I can tell you, you're ready to share information. How do you generate ideas and concepts? So you don't need to give us an example.
Yeah, don't give us your ideas.
You guys heard me. I'm not letting my IP go. I'll just share it with you too. So generating ideas as a creative, it is important to always keep your creative cup full. And that's important for a couple of things. A, my creativity is what pays my check. So I kind of have to be fueled up all the time. And how I do that is a couple of things. I love the fashion industry. I love the fashion scene. I mean, you will find me at Fashion Week. You will find me at industry events where we speak about
Instagram
fashion and all of that. I love Instagram. I love
your
social
Instagram
media.
Like I was like, what?
Like social media is also a form of creativity. It's a form of expressing yourself. And maybe we should do another show again where we really go into social media and the importance of it and the pitfalls of it. And also, you know, how people can really utilize social media to catapult them into the next phase, whether it is in business, starting a business, or whether it's in your corporate career. Guys, there's nothing wrong with working in a corporate environment. Yes, I did it. I paid my dues. Not all of us are meant to be entrepreneurs. So know your strengths and work with it. But to answer your question, the fashion scene is a big, big, big pull for me. I gain a lot of inspiration from the fashion industry because in lifestyle and in eventing as well, we pull a lot from what is happening in the fashion industry and we pull it into the eventing scene.
Yes.
So things like the Pantone. I don't know if you guys have heard of Pantone color. What is Pantone color? So Pantone essentially is an organization that sits yearly and they literally decide what is going to be the color that you and all of us are going to see everywhere. We're going to see it in Mr. Price home. We're going to see it really? In the clothing stores. We're going to see it everywhere. So normally every year they announce the Pantone. It's called the Pantone color of the year. Mm-hmm. And we've had forest green. We've had living coral. We've had all these amazing colors. So we normally draw inspiration from the Pantone color because they set the scene mm-hmm. for the year. And we kind of then start making our creative energies yeah. work around the concept nice. Because we know it's going to be trending.
That's clever.
Makes yeah. sense. Oh. So yeah, guys, that is Leah in studio with us here today. It is the 411 with your boy Shadi.
And your girl Nikki.
And we are quickly going to play some good, good tunes for you guys. We'll be back with more, more answers to your questions.
Your Kasi. Your Stasi.
Yeah, guys, oh, you're yes. tuning into the 411 with your boy Shati.
And your girl Nikki.
And it is 7 minutes before, well, 8 minutes before one. And that was Doja Cat with SZA Kiss Me More. And before that, we had Victoria Monet with Coasting.
Oh, that was such a nice vibe. The coasting nah. song. Mm.
We're just giving all the vibes. But do stay tuned because after one, we are bringing you the Saturday Starter Pack by DJ Javi. From Cape Town, we're so excited to have her rocking the decks. But let's get back to the swing of things. We have Leah in studio. She is the stylish planner and founder and CEO of Licious Luxury and Gourmet Fry South Africa. So Leah, next question we have for you is...
So, can you tell us about like your qualifications, your experience or skill set one should have to become an entrepreneur?
Okay, so I obviously have, after my schooling career, I was very lucky to have gone to an amazing school here in Pretoria called Iona Convent. So I'm a ex-convent girl. And no, guys, it's not true what they say about all convent girls, in case you're thinking that, Chatty, guys. No? So, yeah, 12 years of convent life definitely did shape me in many ways. I then went on to studying... specializing in communication science, public relations. I did journalism. I did marketing.
Wow.
And then I went further to study at the University of Pretoria to finish my project management, which today is probably the best thing I've done for myself because mm-hmm. as an entrepreneur, juggling multiple roles, wearing multiple hats within one day,
yeah.
it's absolutely critical to understand the fundamentals of knowing how to manage projects, what is the risks associated, mm-hmm. how to mitigate, and how to be an exceptional planner of time. And that has given me the foundation of that. Besides that, I've done obviously numerous other courses to improve on skills where I know mm-hmm. I have been lacking. Some of them, believe it or not, it may sound like I'm very out there, very confident, but I was not always as confident. I was not always as assertive as I am now, being able to sit here, speak to you guys in front of 10,000, soon to be 10 million listeners. We're putting yeah. it out there. That was not always my forte. It wasn't always my strength. So I've done courses like public speaking. I did Toastmasters, which I hated every single minute of, but I'm thankful for. And then things like assertiveness, a lot of short skills training yeah. that has just given me a little bit of nourishment okay. where I felt a bit parched, honey. I needed a bit of assertiveness training because, yeah, I was a very shy kid at school. I was a nerdy kid. I was the sports kid. I played tennis right here in Estrus as well. I don't know if you guys remember. I'd love to see this guy. Sorry, I'm waffling now. But the tennis coach, Lawrence, Uncle Lawrence or whatever. Wow. Guys, these were like tennis legends. We used to play tennis. Yeah, we used to cool. do tennis coaching. So I was the sporty kid. Assertiveness, speaking, being the cool kid, having the sassy friends. That wasn't me.
Yeah.
I was the tall, lanky, scrawny, okay, go win a tennis championship kid.
That so you just mentioned someone you would like to see. Can you tell us who inspires and motivates you to do better and be better every day?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, the foundation of my cup definitely stems from my dad, and I think most girls feel that way. Mm. But this is actually really very true. I mean, my dad has been such an instrumental part of my journey. He has literally taught me that as a woman, you can and will and shall be able to do whatever you feel and shall set your mind to. Nice. So I grew up with that foundation and mindset that you can, of course you can. Yes, Dad will be there to back you up, catch you when you fall. But he literally made me believe that I can be strong and resilient in my own way.
Nice.
And besides my dad, I feel like your cup needs to be filled by yourself. Yes, there's a big spiritual component that you have to have, which is absolutely critical. It embodies me. I am not a religious person. I'm a very spiritual person, and that has been phenomenal for me. But also I know how to look towards myself. I've got a beautiful relationship with myself. I can be my hardest critic, but I can also give myself the biggest hugs, and I can really love on myself.
Nice.
And that comes with experience, and it comes from going through the mill and not having everything as good and great and perfect, and not feeling always the most relatable person, and not always feeling like the least judged person. But you learn to draw inwardly. And that is so important, because that is where my calm and my center comes from. Mm-hmm. Even though I have energy going everywhere, I can be very centered. And I love to be by myself a lot of the time.
I love
cool.
I like that.
So what would be your dream gig if you could plan or host any event, wedding, award show, festival?
We're going straight to Buckingham Palace, guys. Can I draw the scene for you?
Okay.
Here we are. We have flown.
Okay.
With a private jet.
All right.
Okay. We are on our way to London.
Okay.
We are going to be hosting the Queen in Buckingham Palace. So you can obviously imagine the finest, I'm not even speaking 5-star, guys. We are going to set a new bar, like 10-star will be the standard for this. So yeah, that would probably be something I would love to do. Imagine having the Queen and having like 10 influential people from around the world. And I'm not speaking politicians. I mean, these could be writers. These could be a youngster that has, you know, made amazing imprints in, you know, in medicine or whatever it is, you know, technology. And these are 10 people that the Queen would have handpicked.
Yeah.
And here we are hosting them. That would be phenomenal.
Wow.
Cool.
Oh, gosh. So what made you decide to start blogging?
So this is something that also kind of I fell into my lap when I started my business. So the first event that I did was actually a collaboration with people that have been in the industry for quite a while. So these were people that were already blogging. They were writing content for bridal magazines, wedding magazines. They did a lot of style shoots for this Pantone color of the year.
Okay.
And it just so happened that the one lady met me at an event, and I told her, well, you should come over, come have a cup of tea with me. I want you to come and check out our little space in Northcliff and come and see. She came, she fell in love with the space, and she was like, okay, we definitely have to do a style shoot together. And that is where, again, it just organically flowed.
Yeah.
Universe put the right people in front of me. Again, energy. Again, timing. Again, just being right there at the right place at the right time. And from there, we did a couple of style shoots together. We actually hosted the first wedding, the Wedding Vendor Awards of South Africa, which was at that time only ever they were having it in Cape Town. And we had the very first one in Johannesburg at my venue.
Wow.
Nice.
So, yeah.
And that all came from just that that one encounter.
That one. Oh, my gosh.
And yeah, that's why I learned. I love styling. I love doing style shoots. Mm. I love writing content. I mean, I've always written. My background is writing. You know, public relations. You write articles. You write press kits. So writing comes naturally to me. I want to write a book, guys. I'm putting it out there on the radio. I want to write my book.
Put it in the universe.
I am. And I even have a title for my book. And
already,
the fact that I'm going to mention to you guys what the title is before even having a writer, because I'm going to co-write, before even having a publisher, means that I am telling the universe now I am ready for my book. So, guys, the title of my book is going to be called 9, just the number 9.
Okay.
I can't tell you. It's too much drama.
Okay, I'm going to think it is because my birthday is on the 9th of December. So that is why it is called 9. Okay. Because of me. But we just gave you guys the 411 straight here on Puerto FM. Your Casa, your Stasi. Look out for the book. It's coming out soon.
And then besides the book, I also want to mention to you guys that I'm starting the Stylish series, which you guys are the first to know about this.
Oh, nice.
It's not in the gram yet. We're still literally busy putting flyers together for the content. Cool. So again, we're breaking ground in ears just because it's a small space now.
You're planting the seed,
yeah?
And it's going to grow.
So the Stylish series is coming. The first workshop I'm going to be hosting is going to be called The Stylish Hostess. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be a morning filled with freaking learning how to actually host a dinner at the Queen's house. It's going to be at that level of the game.
I love it. So do you prefer working in heels or flats? Or does it depend on the type of
you? Is that a trick question?
I know the answer.
You know the answer. You've seen me. You've actually been to one of my events. So practically, look, I call myself the stylish planner. It's kind of something that's kind of like taken wings. Mm-hmm. But guys, really, I am a girl from the hood sometimes. I eat chicken licken, okay? I love chicken licken. So I had chicken licken last night, guys. That's how much I love chicken licken. Nice. I feel like chicken licken should be freaking sponsoring me. Even my dog, my Pomeranian, loves chicken licken.
I feel like you, with the way that you're pushing the boundaries with Everett, you guys can work out a cool concept.
We could work out a cool concept. I think so. So with regards to your question, you will always see me in heels. I love heels, but sometimes it does happen. Obviously, when we are in planning mode, operational mode, execution mode, I am not the kind of business owner that sits there with the cappuccino and the latte in hand and the laptop and shunts around orders. I get very involved. I'm very hands-on. Yeah. I love being involved. So you will see me then most of the time in flats, but flats, I always have change shoes in my bag.
Of course.
I've got a full wardrobe in my boot, guys. Like, I can show you
I
now.
I wouldn't know you any other way.
I have a full wardrobe because, again, this is preparation. You never know what your day is going to unfold into.
That's so true.
So have that extra jacket in. Have that pair of sneakers. Have the pair of flats. Have the pair of heels. Because, look, I'm just from a funeral now, so I'm obviously dressed all black. I'm in heels. But my sneakers are there because I'm running into an event literally now, and then I've got to have another change literally for the next part of my day.
Nice.
Wow.
Nice, nice.
All right. So closing off our social, our lifestyle show, our social 411, any advice for the youth that wants to become an entrepreneur?
Guys, anyone can give you the most profound nuggets of advice in the world. There's books. You can go into exclusive books now. You can buy journals. You can read books on entrepreneurship. This is something that's obviously going to give you some good grounding, good principles on entrepreneurship, on advice. And I mean, there's a lot of for free information as well. Mm-hmm. But if the passion is not burning within you now, and you really want to become an entrepreneur, or something in the back of your mind says, I want to become an entrepreneur, ask yourself some really tough questions. Why do I want to be an entrepreneur? Is it because I just think it looks cool? Mm-hmm. Is it because I think I can wake up at 9 o'clock in the morning, stand there in my Versace robe and not do much and take some nice pictures on the gram and have other people work for me? What is the intention? Now, Rashad would know something. The word intention is a very important word, especially for us coming from Islamic faith. Yes. Intention, your niyat, is so important. It's imperative. It's something that will not only drive you as an individual, it will drive your business, it will drive into action. So get to the root of your intention.
Definitely.
What is your intention for wanting to become an entrepreneur?
And if it's not pure, it's not.
If it's not coming from the right stemming, you think it's just because it's a glorified, the les, aka lifestyle, guys, then entrepreneurship is not going to be for you. Because you are going to soon learn within the first couple of months of starting a business. And I've got three businesses that I'm running full time at the moment. It is not all glitz and glamour and lifestyle. It is literally, look at the bags under my eyes. Oh, guys, I even went for filler yesterday. I'll speak to you about that another day. You will definitely be sitting with some hollow under the eyes. You will definitely have to sacrifice because there's family, there's kids, there's things that you're going to definitely be missing out on. So your intention's got to be right. And if the intention is pure, again, know that you then just have to surround yourself with the right army to be able to just catapult and push forward and succeed.
I love that so much.
Guys,
so much.
I was inspired today. Like, I'm sure, like, she's probably like, this girl's face, you know, Shanique's face is just like, I was so in awe with what she was saying.
You were
like,
zoomed in.
She zoomed in. Oh my gosh. Like, so I hope all the females out there that were listening were also just as inspired as I was. Definitely. Oh my gosh.
We should
do.
We should have more of these open conversations, guys, and I hope it's not going to be the first or the end of it.
No, definitely not.
Let's have more open conversations. Definitely. I mean, there's so much potential in this town, guys. Come on.
You need to come back speaking social media, speaking fashion,
speaking a whole bunch of everything. Let's speak a whole bunch of things. We're going to speak about the series. You must come. I'm going to personally invite you to my series. if you can come, it would be amazing. And let's keep those channels open and reach out. Don't see people on social media or see them in a newspaper. These are guys. I am your people. Yes. We are from the same hood.
Yes.
You know, we are walking the same shoes.
Yeah.
Just in different execution styles.
True.
Reach out. You'd be shocked how many people want you to reach out and mentor you or coach you. So we are available.
Thank you so much, Leah, for pulling through. We really appreciate you sharing the social 411, not only with us, but with the Poorties. Mm-hmm. Guys, it is 7 minutes past one. You are still tuned into the 411 with your boy, Shati.
And your girl, Nikki.
And this is the Saturday Starter Pack by DJ Javi, all the way from Cape Town to enjoy.
Poorties. Your Kasi, your Stasi.